right, we've got, is Gina, what's your last name?
Creasel.
Creasel. Okay, I just want to make sure I said it correctly. Yeah, Gina Creasel from Northeast Community College Food Pantry here. We just recently did our Swearing is Caring charity event, and Northeast Community College Food Pantry is the one that won the little, I guess, poll that we put out there. Yep. So we're pretty excited for you guys. We raised a decent amount of money. Can you kind of tell us a little bit about the food pantry and why you thought it was important to have that be a part of this Swearing is Caring event?
Yeah, the Northeast Community College Food Pantry has seen a large increase of students coming to access food and supplies this last year. We know that food insecurity is really growing, I think, nationwide, all ages. So we feel very fortunate that we have, I guess, the opportunity to be able to help students right on campus get their needs met.
I didn't even know it was a thing until you brought it up. That kind of shows you that some of the impact is really impacting a lot of different areas of the country. What are some of the things that you guys can kind of provide, or what do you guys help provide? It's not just food, right?
Right, right. We provide a lot of kind of basic foods, things that we try to think of like a college student living in the dorms. What can they make? So a lot of like quick things. But we also try to provide like toilet paper, laundry pods, just, you know, some basic toiletries as well.
That's great. And where is that located for any kids that maybe don't know? Where is that located on the campus?
It's inside Union 73 in our student health and counseling area.
That's great. That's great. And we've got Pedro here with us as well. Pedro, kind of you can introduce yourself and say what you kind of do out at the college, and then kind of maybe give your story with the food pantry.
Yeah, sure. My name is Pedro Cidade. I'm from Brazil and I play soccer for college. And the food pantry, I can say that is a blessing for not just students, but I'm not speaking just as student, but as an international student. Like in my soccer team, we have guys from 12 different countries. And when we come here, most of us, we don't have cars. So we say where we get supply. So the food pantry is been helping us a lot. So we just talk to each other, say, hey, let's go to food pantry. Let's like spring break last week, 2 weeks ago. Yeah, it was 1 week and the college was closed. And say, hey guys, let's go to food pantry before and we cook for ourselves. We do our stuff and we'll be okay. We're not going to pass hungry here. So yeah, that's a really blessing at the college.
That's great. That's great. Do you know, do any other colleges really have that going on?
Most colleges, like most state or university colleges do. I can't really speak for too many of the community colleges. I know some do. It's interesting you brought that up because us, the college food pantries in Nebraska, are actually working together right now and working on a bill that's going to go to the legislature. I think it's called, I wrote it down, Hungry Free Campus Bill. So Hunger Free Campus. So hopefully we'll get that going here in the next year to get passed, and then we'll be able to get some funds for our food pantries as well across the state.
Where are most of the funds coming from now? Is it just donations or?
It's donations. Yep. We have, like last year, Healthy Blue gave us a large donation. We work closely with AWG. They give a lot of like food donations to us. And we also, you know, always are looking for small grants, any opportunities where we can help fund that. Cause that is something like our foundation on campus helps us with that too, looking for ideas and ways to do that. We also have several employees. We have the option to be able to donate to the food pantry through our paychecks. So it's just automatically deducted. And so we do have some employees who help us fund it as well.
It's kind of a cool idea.
It is really cool.
Every little bit helps, right?
It does. Yep.
You got any questions?
Not right now.
I just want to make sure I wasn't cutting you off every time. Other than that, I mean, I just, was there anything else you wanted to get out about the actual food pantry itself or Northeast or?
I guess one thing that, you know, just to show, I guess, the increase of need, I was just comparing numbers from last spring to this spring. And last spring of 2023, we had 82 students who used the pantry. And just so far this spring, from January till end of March, we had 174.
Wow.
So I think we've done a good job too of just like doing more outreach and education and letting students know, like, it's, there's no shame in coming to use the pantry. We want students to use it.
Right.
We don't have a limit on how many times students can use it because that's, you know, not really for us to judge. So,
right.
Yeah.
And how long has the food pantry been going? Because I don't think it was there when I was in college.
It probably wasn't. I think it started, I know there was talks of it in like 2018. So I'm not sure when it like officially opened. I'm guessing like 18 or 19. And then the last 2 years when I started, then it fell under my role. And so I've really been adamant to grow it and to get more students to use it. So
that's very interesting.
How many students are at Northeast? Do you know that in total number or roughly?
I know we have capacity for 560 students to live on campus. So I think there's probably about 550 currently, just across all the areas we cover. I believe between like credit and non-credit, we have about 13,000, but I can't remember exactly how many are just credit. So yeah.
Gotcha. Well, that's a lot. I mean, it's way bigger than when I was going to school, obviously, but
yeah.
I mean, we got 15 more new buildings since I've been there.
Well, this is a great thing. And we're glad to be able to donate to it. I got a couple more questions for Pedro too. So you're from Brazil, you said?
Yeah, I'm from Brazil.
What was the transition like coming up? How long have you been here?
1 year.
1 year? Yeah. What was that transition like?
Brazil is, the weather is totally different than here. seeing snow was my first time I was here, so I was surprised. Yeah. And when I came, I say, hey, mom, when I see the snow, I will touch and write your name. I regret totally about that. Yeah, it wasn't a good experience, but the college is really welcoming. So everyone that come feel they get to know a community there, like a family. So you have your space at the college. So you never will feel alone by yourself. So
that's great.
It helps with the transition.
Are you guys in the middle of soccer now, or do you guys do that
in August?
In August. Yeah. Okay. I couldn't remember if it was fall or spring. Yeah. You guys, that's fairly new out there, correct?
What do you mean?
So, the
soccer program?
The coach is, I think this will be his fourth year.
Fourth year?
Something like that.
Well, fairly new.
Yeah.
You guys are pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Last year we did 23 games undefeated.
Really?
Yeah. We just lost in the semifinals.
Oh, no.
Yeah, in the national semifinal.
That's great. I had heard the team was pretty good. So that's awesome. You guys are doing well out there. And you said there was 12?
12 different countries.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So where, can you name a few of the other ones?
Yeah. We have Brazil, that is mine, Chile, France, England, Belgium. Let me remember more.
That's okay if you don't. That's all right.
There's a lot.
Is there?
There's a lot.
That's great. Yeah. So how did you choose Northeast? Did they reach out to you? Or?
Yeah. There's like a guy that he knows all the coaches, and he sent our videos playing for the coach.
Yeah.
And coach talked to us, call us, and we meet.
That's crazy how the internet can connect everybody like that.
And we're
12 different countries over at little old Northeast College in Norfolk, Nebraska.
Yeah.
That's great. Gina, so we didn't announce how much,
I don't think we did.
I don't know what we did. We were able to raise $1,000.
Wow.
You guys.
Okay.
So we want to present that to you. We might take a picture afterwards.
Okay.
We hope that goes pretty far for you guys.
That will. Yes.
That was our first swearing is caring event. I know the name maybe not be college appropriate, whatever, but did you hear the story on how it all?
No, I just read a little bit on your Facebook page, but I would love to hear the story.
So it all started, we do our Useless Assumptions podcast. Not when I get a little heated. We all do because we talk about politics. We talk about what's going on in society and stuff like that. So it gets a little frustrating at times trying to get through the clown show of the world at times. and I have a colorful language at times. And it was right at the beginning of Lent. Actually, my grandma had she passed away February 18th, I believe, somewhere in there. And then like Lent, she was an Irish Catholic, and Lent is kind of a big thing. I've always grown up with Lent. Well, I give up pop on Lent. And it's always what I've always done. It's fairly easy for me to do for 40 days or whatever. But my mom challenged me because this was a Friday, I think, right after one of our episodes in the middle of Lent and or somewhere around. It was right at the beginning of Lent. And she challenged me, you need to give up swearing for Lent. I was like, ooh, hold up here. She goes, well, do a swear jar and then you can get people to join in and hopefully they... they hold themselves to a swear jar style too. So when they swear, they put money into it. Well, it ended up just being the F bombs. I couldn't do every word. But then we chose to have an event to raise some more money on top of it. And we got awesome. Zach kind of helped out throwing some in too. And, it turned out pretty good and we're hoping to grow it bigger. We're going to keep it going basically all year long. We're always going to do the Lent version of it. Coming from the Catholic side as I am. And so we'll always do that. And then we're going to do an event every year after Lent's over, hopefully. So as it keeps going, we love grow that. It.
That's so awesome.
So that's kind of where the name came from.
Okay. I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. But other than that, I mean, that's kind of all. I mean, is there anything else you want to get out about the food
pantry?
I don't
think so.
Or any kind
so
of
grateful.
Awareness?
Yeah, I'm just so grateful like to have the opportunity to be your first charity to give to, and yeah, just very much appreciated, and students will appreciate it very much too. We'll make it stretch as far as they can. So
awesome. Yeah. Perfect. Awesome. Well, I hope it goes a long way for you guys.
Thank you. Thank yep. you.
Perfect. Well, Gina, Pedro, thank you guys for coming on tonight.
Yep.
Thank
thanks.
You. Did you have,
no, he's,